Penguin Random House Audio presents Reclaiming Conversation, The Power of Talk in a Digital Age by Sherry Turkle. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. The Case for Conversation. The Empathy Diaries. 12-year-olds play on the playground like 8-year-olds. They don't seem able to put themselves in the place of other children. The dean of the Holbrook Middle School commenting on an empathy gap among students. Why a book on conversation? We're talking all the time. We text and post and chat. We may even begin to feel more at home in the world of our screens. Among family and friends, among colleagues and lovers, we turn to our phones instead of each other. We readily admit we would rather send an electronic message or mail than commit to a face-to-face meeting or a telephone call. This new, mediated life has gotten us into trouble. Face-to-face conversation is the most human and humanizing thing we do. Fully present to one another, we learn to listen. It's where we develop the capacity for empathy. It's where we experience the joy of being heard, of being understood. And conversation advances self-reflection, the conversations with ourselves that are the cornerstone of early development and continue throughout life. But these days, we find ways around conversation. We hide from each other, even as we're constantly connected to each other. For on our screens, we are tempted to present ourselves as we would like to be. Of course, performance is part of any meeting anywhere, but online and at our leisure, it is easy to compose, edit, and improve.